You're listening to SBS News.
About 40% of residents in Bridgewater and Gagebrook in Tasmania smoke, according to data from health policy think tank the Mitchell Institute at Victoria University. Mount Druitt in New South Wales came in at third at 31.2% smokers, with the South Australian suburbs of Elizabeth, Salisbury, Elizabeth North hitting 31.1%. Ben Harris is one of the authors of the study from the Mitchell Institute. He told the ABC quit smoking campaigns now need to be tailored to these specific communities.
There are parts of the community where everyone still smokes and we have not gone in and given those people enough support to quit. We know the quit line works. We know that national campaigns work and we know that targeted local action works. Things like smoke-free areas work, and where we have failed to get in and give these people the support they need to quit, it means that the cycle continues.
Areas with the lowest smoking rates were found in the northern Sydney suburbs of Gordon, Killara and Pymble, with rates as low as 6.6%. The next door suburbs of Lynfield and Roseville ranked second best in the nation at 7.2%, with nearby Epping, North Epping, Pennant Hills and Cheltenham third. Australians with mental health conditions are more than twice as likely to be smokers as the general population, and along with location, education levels and friends also affect smoking rates. A review of existing research by the Cancer Council Victoria reveals there is also considerable variation in smoking rates among migrant groups, with those from China, Vietnam, North Africa and the Middle East more likely to smoke. Dr. Sarah Weish, the director of Quit Victoria, says more research is needed in this area.
Each group has its own characteristics, of course, depending on which country they've come from, how well educated they were when they arrived here in Australia. They may have been from groups where there weren't high smoking rates in their country of origin. So it's actually really hard for us, and we've been advocating really strongly that what we need to do is actually get our smoking question in the census so we can drill down by country of birth and almost by postcode across Australia.
Dr. White says some communities don't quite understand the effects of smoking in the same way that people born in Australia do. She says, for example, work done with Horn of Africa communities in Victoria reveals there's a large cultural acceptance of smoking, and this might also be the case in some other migrant communities. But she says recent research has revealed rates of smoking in Indigenous communities, which in some areas is double that of non-Indigenous Australians, is dropping as targeted campaigns start to have an impact. Dr. White says the prevalence of smoking in a person's country of origin can also be a factor affecting why some ethnic groups are more likely to smoke than others.
Tobacco companies are pushing very hard into low and middle income countries. They're seeing smoking prevalence decrease across Western world, and they are pushing extremely hard into some of the countries from which our newly arrived Australians are coming. So countries like Indonesia, for example, countries in Africa, tobacco industry is very cynically targeting these countries to shore up their sales.
The World Health Organization says globally tobacco kills 8 million people each year, with around 40% of tobacco victims dying from lung diseases and about 1 million from secondhand smoke. WHO Director for Non-Communicable Diseases, Vinayak Prasad, confirms while anti-tobacco campaigns are having an impact in high-income countries, rates are increasing in low-income countries, which is where the industry is now focusing sales efforts. And e-cigarettes are not necessarily any better, with Mr. Prasad warning e-cigarettes need to be subjected to the same restrictions as tobacco products.
These are tobacco products, and our recommendation as WHO is please regulate them as tobacco products. The claims that these are less harmful, we don't know. There's no evidence to demonstrate that. And therefore, we follow the precautionary principle. Take precautions, treat them as tobacco products, and regulate them the way that you regulate for other products.
Earlier this week, more than 100 organisations called on social media giants to curb advertising for tobacco products on their platforms after it was revealed cigarette maker Philip Morris International was using young personalities on Instagram to sell a new heated tobacco product. Help is available through the National Quit Line 1378 48, which also offers a free interpreter service. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.